Pakistan and India on Saturday agreed to a ceasefire brokered by the United States in a dramatic turn of events, preventing a wider conflict between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. However, within hours of the agreement, the Indian Foreign Secretary accused Pakistan for violating the ceasefire. The Foreign Office late night issued a statement and rejected Indian allegations, saying Pakistan was committed to the ceasefire agreement. A statement issued by the FOS spokesperson in response to media queries on the issue said, "Pakistan remains committed to faithful implementation of ceasefire between Pakistan and India," announced earlier today. "Notwithstanding the violations being committed by India in some areas, our forces are handling the situation with responsibility and restraint." The spokesperson said that any issues in the smooth implementation of the ceasefire should be addressed through communication at appropriate levels. "The troops on ground should also exercise restraint," he added. Earlier, when Pakistan on the early hours of Saturday launched a barrage of missile strikes through air and surface, targeting 26 military installations across India, the panic was not only set in New Delhi but in many world capitals. Pakistan had promised retaliation after India conducted a series of missile strikes hitting deep inside the cities. Their strikes killed 26 innocent civilians. The tipping point, however, was India's missile strikes on air bases, including Nuakhon Air Base in Rawalpindi. The Nuakhon base is not only a key logistic base but is used for VIP movements. Soon after the Indian missile strikes, Pakistan launched a massive attack that stunned India. At that point, world capitals, including the Indian closest allies, realized that the situation reached a point where anything could happen. As people woke up to more missile and drone exchanges between the two countries, diplomacy was already at work. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, Army Chief General Syed Asim Munir and Indian External Affairs Minister. In the afternoon, when people in many cities in Pakistan came out to celebrate the country's victory, President Trump broke the story about the ceasefire. "After a long night of talks mediated by the United States, I am pleased to announce that India and Pakistan have agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire. Congratulations to both countries on using common sense and great intelligence," he said in a post on Truth Social. Minutes after the U.S. President's announcement, Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ish Akhtar confirmed the development on social media, while also reaffirming Pakistan's consistent pursuit of peace and regional stability while emphasizing that the country remains firm in defending its sovereignty and territorial integrity.